DOT takes on Mud Bay Road Parkers, and a conversation with Haines artist Adrian Revenaugh. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Residents have been parking on the side of the road to get to houses across Mud Bay for decades. And according to the state, the vehicles lined up on the side of the route have become increasingly hazardous. Representatives from the Department of Transportation will be in Haines Friday to meet with residents about a possible solution. On any given day, there are a dozen or more vehicles parked along the side of Mud Bay Road. Residents hoof it across the flats to off-grid homes in the secluded and picturesque area. For the most part, those who live across the bay have parked and trekked happily and without consequence. But in recent months, complaints about parking and trespassing have been sent to the state, and now DOT and the Haines Borough are taking action. Jeremy Woodrow is a spokesperson for the DOT. He says the state is working with the borough to come up with a solution to the parking problem. He says the cars are parked on a state right-of-way and are posing a safety concern.
So the parking issue from DOT's perspective is the amount of cars on the side of the road is becoming a maintenance issue and can become also lead to a safety issue. That many cars in state right-of-way makes it difficult for DOT maintenance vehicles to do the work that we need to do.
Cars line the road at about mile 7. Woodrow says the vehicles that park there for a few hours aren't the issue, but it's the ones that are there for days on end that pose a concern.
It's not that it's all of a sudden happening. This has been, a issue that's been building over a matter of many years, many decades even, you could say. And there are other issues that the borough has brought up. I think there are some residents in the area that are having issues with where people are parking and using access to get across the flats there. From our perspective, from the department's perspective, it's really just the fact that there not many vehicles in state right-of-way are posing a maintenance issue.
Woodrow says DOT has offered to work with the Haines Borough to bring in fill from out the Haines Highway to make a parking pad somewhere to get vehicles off the road.
We understand that this likely won't be a quick fix, that might be take just as long to find a resolution in this matter as it has built to create an issue.
The department doesn't have any figures about the number of cars parked on the road, but Woodrow says anecdotally he's hearing that the number of people parking there is on the rise.
As a department, we aren't looking to enforce this right away. We aren't going to be asking the troopers or local law enforcement to write tickets or to tow vehicles. We just want people to be aware of the situation and that we're working toward a resolution.
Woodrow says Friday's meeting in Haines is just the beginning of the conversation. Borough Manager Bill Seward said that yes, the borough is looking to build a parking lot, but finding land to buy or lease is a roadblock.
I've been going through the plats and I'm trying to figure out who owns what out there, so we could approach them.
Seward and DOT representatives are heading out to Mud Bay early Friday afternoon before the scheduled town hall meeting to scope out the situation. He says the parking lot idea is their only course of action at the moment, so he's hoping a landowner will step up and partner with the borough.
So we're hoping that, you know, the town hall, you know, all the affected residents, if they're able to come, great, fantastic. You know, we can tell them what we're thinking, what we saw, listen to their ideas, and then, you know, try to, you know, come to a solution.
The meeting is scheduled for Friday at 5 p.m. at the library. Upper Klahini Valley artist Adrian Revenaugh is constructing a fiber arts piece inspired by history, landscape, and personal experience. Revenaugh's creation is displayed on a raised wood pavilion constructed by her husband, Jeff Bocart, in the middle of Fort Seward. It's one of several public art pieces made by locals for the Fort Seward Sculpture Garden project. KHNS's Emily Files talked to Revenaugh as she worked on her installation. It's centered on a fictional character Revenaugh imagines lived and worked in Haines in the early 1900s.
So I came upon a character in my heart that has found her way up to the fort, probably 1910 or so. And she's working on Soapsuds Alley, working, repairing. She's helping to salvage materials to turn into other things. And she's working with the Native women who were also intermarried with people who were working here at the fort to learn how to construct high tops, how to construct, heavy outerwear. We call them, they're not kuspuk because they're not from the far north, but that was a hooded heavy garment for upper body. And that they'd probably be using those materials and turning them into other things. And so this piece is kind of modeled on that idea. I've used all materials from the Upper Klahini Valley. There's a mountain goat hide that I've turned into a female form. upper bust form. She's got a little bit of a Victorian aspect to her shape as well. A little bit of a bustle going on. And so I just kind of wanted to take it. The mountain goat was the backbone essential for all fiber arts in the Chilkat Valley. You know, all the weaving came from the mountain goat wool. And, so it's a very significant beast that we've all learned to live with and harvest and enjoy looking at harvesting for meat and food and textile, you know, materials. She kind of represents to me the landscape and how it's coped over many, many years, but particularly the last 150 years of changing ways. This is an amazing landscape, but boy, you tippy-toe over the Wells Bridge and it's a whole different universe up there. So this person comes from that realm and she's welcoming the world that came all of a sudden very quickly, very, very quickly. The universe changed. Two universes collided. The Tlingit universe, it evolved on this landscape and it had not been disturbed or altered in the mythological worldview for centuries. And in a span of 8 to 10 years, less than that, from Sitka up, you know, the universe turned upside down. I'm hoping that it will spark questions when people look at it. I hope people will say, what the heck is that about? And because there'll be some surprises when I get it all put together. There's some surprising ends to it that I hope will entertain people, I guess.
Upper Valley resident Adrienne Revenant talking about her fiber arts installation for the Fort Seward Sculpture Garden. The Alaska Arts Confluence Project is funded by a grant from the Art Place America Foundation. Pictures and more artist profiles at khns.org. Some Petersburg residents are circulating a petition looking to get another marijuana vote in front of local voters. The initiative would ask voters if they want to make local marijuana sales illegal. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
The proposed ballot language would ask voters if the Petersburg borough should prohibit marijuana sales, any marijuana product, and the operation of any marijuana establishment for growing, selling, or testing. The borough assembly last month voted not to put such an issue on the October 4th municipal ballot. So, some residents are petitioning for it. A petition application was filed with the borough on June 27th. Since then, petitioners have been trying to gather 104 signatures.
I have two high school kids.
That's Angie Davis, one of the petitioners.
I don't feel like we should be desensitizing our children to drugs. I just think that they get enough stuff shoved down their throat these days that it's one less thing that they need to be desensitized to.
In the 2014 statewide election, 52% of Alaska voters supported the regulated sale of marijuana. Voters in the Petersburg-Kupernov area had stronger support for legalizing marijuana, with 58% of voters favoring it. But Davis thinks not everyone was voting for what it would mean locally.
When I was presented with voting, it was, do you want marijuana legal? Yes or no? I voted no. But even though it passed, I don't think a lot of people knew what it entailed.
After the statewide legalization, the Petersburg borough has been working to create a marijuana ordinance detailing local rules. So far, the borough would regulate pot businesses about the same way as the existing liquor law. Similar to alcohol laws in the state, an opt-out vote is allowed for marijuana. Communities can vote to prohibit the sale or importation of marijuana or any pot product. And that's what the petition organizers are after. Petitioners each have their own reasons why they want to keep pot sales out of town. Grant Trask thinks it's a health risk and would lead to more drug use. In a letter he wrote in the local newspaper, he said, quote, today's marijuana user is very likely to become a meth or heroin user, but all petitioners agree that they want a public vote on the issue. Again, Angie Davis.
The whole point of the petition is so that the community can vote.
Two businesses in the Petersburg borough are seeking a marijuana license from the state. Gary Morgan has applied for a state cultivation license located near Papke's Landing, about 10 miles south of town. And Susie Burrell wants to sell marijuana from the back of her Main Street restaurant. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.